I'm John Moore, and this is Going Public. We're speaking with Leslie Washington, who is a part of many organizations, but one of those being the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense. Tell me more about, first of all, that organization in itself.
Well, the organization itself, Moms Demand Action and Every Town for Gun Safety, it was started by Shannon. Anyway, she started it after Sandy Hook when that shooting occurred in the elementary school. And so what we do is we talk to legislators and we advocate for those that have been impacted by gun violence that continues to happen every day. So we have like advocacy days where we go to the Capitol and talk to legislators and things like that about certain bills that are, you know, in session and that, you know, they can do the right thing and make sure that we can end this pandemic of gun violence because, as you know, it happens more so in marginalized communities, black and brown communities of color. And it's the leading cause of death for teenagers between the ages of 17 and 24.
There's many events throughout the year, but I know that we've spoken in the past about Wear Orange Week,
and, right,
and National Gun Violence Awareness Day. Mm-hmm. What does that look like here in the region?
Here in Cape Girardeau on June the 6th, we are having a Wear Orange event at the Peace Park at noon. And we're asking people to bring gently used school books, children's books. And we're also going to have a proclamation from the mayor, from Mayor Kinder. And there will be two speakers that will be sharing their stories of how they've been impacted by gun violence in the community of Cape Girardeau.
I believe we spoke earlier this year, just wrapped up the Gun Violence Task Force.
Yes.
Was there anything new that you learned about, I guess, addressing gun violence in the area? Looks like I know that a lot of schools have changed the ways that they have conducted their graduations. I know Cape Central did. Mm-hmm. SEMO has. There's been a lot of, in my experience, biggest change I've seen has been metal detectors around campus. What have you seen?
I've seen, as a student here on SEMO's campus, I've seen in the classrooms where they have installed a lock so it can be locked on the inside. So if we have an incident here on campus, the doors are going to be automatically locked and a perpetrator cannot get into the classrooms. So I've noticed that. And then, like you said, with the high school graduations and metal detectors being placed and being more vigilant, because after that shooting that happened at the Show Me Center for Cape Central, it put a fear into me when I get ready to graduate next fall. You know, are things going to be changed? What security precautions are they going to put in place? You know, how many guests I can have at my graduation? So those things definitely have played into my head as being concerned, as, you know, being impacted by gun violence myself. You know, I had a cousin that died by gun suicide. I had another cousin that was murdered. And then my ex threatened me with a firearm after I left, you know, a domestic situation. So just being vigilant in the community is important, and being more prepared and more aware of your surroundings, and just be careful of the company that you keep, because all people are not good people. So I just think that's important that we watch our surroundings, watch the company that we keep. If you see something, say something. The police have an anonymous tip line. You can call if you see something. You can leave your name anonymously so you won't have that fear, because a lot of times we see when things do happen in the community that people are afraid to talk to the police. They're like, oh my God, if I say something, then that person's going to come, you know, target me, or something's going to happen to me and my family. So they always have that in their head, like, oh no, I can't talk. I can't say anything. But me personally, if I see something, I'm going to say something, because I've been in a situation where I live over by the post office, and it was maybe a year or two ago, and I was waiting for somebody to come pick me up. All of a sudden, I see a white SUV fly up the street in front of me, and then turn around, and next thing I'm hearing gunshots, and then I see that car speed away and, you know, make a turn or whatever. So yes, I called the police because that was just too close to my apartment. So I tell people gun violence can impact anybody. It can impact everybody. And when it impacts a family, it doesn't just impact that specific family that's been impacted by gun violence. It impacts the friends of the family member, and it also impacts the community as a whole in which we live in. I feel mental health is important. I feel that if you, because like for me, like with me being impacted by gun violence and domestic violence, there's trauma involved. So it doesn't just wreak havoc on your mental state. It wreaks havoc like on your body, like on your health, it your gut, you know, headaches, all kinds of things impacted. So I think it's important that we take care of our mental health. If we feel overwhelmed, if we feel depressed, or just take a step away, just, you know, back off from something that's, you know, and set boundaries. Like I always tell people, you need to set boundaries. I'm learning to set boundaries.
Well, once again, to find out more about the Wear Orange Week and what's being done locally, how can they find out more information about that?
They can go on the SEMO chapter of Moms Demand Action here in Cape Girardeau, and that will be uploaded there. And then just go on site, go on the wearorange.org site, and you can learn more about Wear Orange and what it means and why it's important. Because as we know, it started when Hadiya Pendleton was shot and killed in Chicago after marching with President Obama's second inaugural parade. And she was gunned down on a playground after that event. And so her friends and family started the Wear Orange org campaign. And so just to bring awareness, to be vigilant, to make people vigilant of what's going on, because orange, as we know, is a hunter's color. You know, you wear this loud, bright orange and you can't miss me a mile away. So it's just to bring awareness to the communities and to lift the voices of survivors that have been impacted by gun violence themselves. And we always tell people, you don't have to share your story. It's totally up to you. And we don't want to force you to do anything that you're not comfortable in doing. So just if you feel led to share your story, that's fine. Otherwise, you don't have to share. So because a lot of times people are not comfortable sharing and talking and things like that because they don't want to relive that experience again. So it's like, no. And I can always say, my mom would always ask me, are you ever tired of sharing your story? I said, Mom, as long as I have breath in my body, I'm going to share my story. I'm going to share the stories of others and keep victims' names alive, because it's important. Because when a person is not impacted personally by it, they don't know what to say. They don't know how to react. So you have to give people space, and you can't force yourself on them. You have to respect their boundaries. If they say they don't want to talk, they don't want to talk. You can't say, well, John, I need you to share your story. No, you have to let them get ready to share their story if they want to share it, and they're comfortable. You can't force anybody to do anything.
Well, thanks for coming in and speaking with us. Once again, the Wear Orange Weekend is coming up June 6th through 8th. And as you mentioned before, the Facebook page, Moms Demand Action, locally.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The SEMO chapter of Moms Demand Action.
All right. We've been speaking with Leslie Washington here on Going Public.
Thanks.